Hi, my friends. Welcome to another edition of The Greg Tyler Show.
Hey, guys. How are we? Greg here. Thanks for tuning in to another live stream from yours truly. Today, what I want to be talking about is something that I have been thinking about a lot. I've unidentified with it because I haven't seen the purpose of it, I haven't seen the point of it, and I haven't also gone identified like how it actually works in with what I want to achieve and who I want to become. And that is like why I don't want to become a master at anything, right? Because there's a couple of different things that we're going to go into. It's also to do with why I don't want to be a bodybuilder, why I don't want to be a triathlete, and why I love trying new things and why I love challenging myself in different areas. And the reason for that is threefold. There's three kind of zones, and I'll go into them in this live stream. I'll go into them and talk about, discuss them. But what I want to kind of share with you is where I am and where I am that kind of has made me think like this, that has made me kind of come to this conclusion that actually not mastering anything is actually what my body needs. It's that it's who I do need to become if I want to have a healthy body, if I want to have a lasting physique, if I want to have a lot of energy every single day for the rest of my life, if I want to keep my functionality great for the rest of my life, if I want to keep my looks, I want to be strong, I want to be athletic, I want to be, you know, I want to be lean, I want to be healthy. So all the things that I associate with being healthy, they also don't correlate with being a master at something. Because think about this. If I'm going to become an expert triathlete, to do that, in order to achieve that, I'm going to have to train my running. So I'm going to have to do a lot of running. I'm going to have to do a lot of swimming. And I'm also going to have to do a lot of riding. Now, excessive amounts of anything, excessive amounts of any style of training, they have benefits for your body, so you do become fitter, you do become stronger. However, on the opposite side, you are doing the same movement, and if it's an impactful kind of movement, you're hitting the same joints. And over time, your body is going to wear out, and that functionality that you prioritize, you're going to lose that. That functionality that I prioritize, I will lose that. If I do too much cardio, I'm going to build a pattern that's, yes, I'm going to be great at cardio, I'm going to be fit at it, but I'm also going to, you know, have the side effect of doing too much cardio, which my metabolism, like I'm just going to be burning fat continuously. And if I'm not 100% on with my food, that's also going to have a detrimental effect. Same with weight training. If I go and I want to become a bodybuilder, I then become obsessed with putting on muscle. I then become obsessed. And like, it's to become a master at anything, you have to obsessively look at it and bring it into your life. Now, what I believe in a balanced kind of lifestyle is that for you to have a balanced lifestyle, for you to work a full-time job, for you to be a parent, for you to be a friend, for you to be a father, for you to be a son, for you to be a daughter, for you to be a mother, for you to be a sister, you can't be obsessed with something because it's going to take up all your time. If you're obsessed with your work, what kind of gets affected? Your work, your relationships get affected. Your marriage gets affected. Your family, like your friends, you know, like that balance. It's very hard to have balance if you're obsessed with something. Now, the reason why this isn't such a bad thing is like when it comes to mastering something, when it comes to doing a particular, you know, weight training or, you know, learning how to do HIIT or learning how to do movement, learning how to do martial arts, learning how to play basketball, soccer or swimming, whatever the case is, whatever it is that you want to master, there's three zones that you go through. Zone one is when you are in the beginning stages of it and you're learning it. You don't know how to do it and you're really terrible at it. So you're learning. So there's a lot of uncomfortable times. You don't feel very, like you're very proficient at it. Zone two is you can perform it. You just can't perform it very well. There's still a lot of improvement. Technique needs to be improved. You're not a master. Level three is when you are a master. You've mastered the movement. You've mastered the technique and you're great at it. Now, in each of these zones, the most amount of growth and the most amount of fulfillment and the most amount of growth, like in terms of like your brain matter, in terms of your learning, in terms of your happiness, happens when you achieve zone one, when you fulfill zone one. So you're learning it. So your body's challenged, you're emotionally challenged. It's just raining out here, but I don't care. I'm so passionate about this live stream, I'm gonna finish it. So I don't care if I get wet. When you're so passionate, when you're learning, I'm passionate too. When you're learning zone one, you have no idea what you're doing. You have no idea how to do it. And you're recruiting, you're learning, everything's new. And that's the hardest stage, but that's also the most character development stage, because it requires you to put your pride to the side. It requires you to put your insecurity of not being good at something so that you can actually learn it. Be truthful with where you are right now. Be truthful and honest with yourself and realize that it doesn't matter what area of your life you're in, if you're not happy with it, if you need to learn, you're now developing the skills necessary. So in your relationship, if you need to like develop a skill to overcome an obstacle, you can do it because you've done it in another area of your life. You've learned martial arts, you've learned how to play soccer, you've learned how to play basketball. And it's not that you have to become an expert at it. That's not where the happiness is. To become, you know, to get from 0 to 60%, it doesn't take a very long time, but to get from, you know, what do they say the expert is? It's to get to 95, to get to 90% required, you know, will take you 6 months. To get to 95% will take you 6 years. Does that make sense? So that 6 years, you're getting better. Yes, you're becoming a master, and yes, you're moving into that kind of elite group. But when I trained for my triathlon, I didn't invest a whole lot of training in it. I finished pretty, like, very average. But at the same time, for myself personally, I didn't overtrain. I didn't feel like I was overtraining. I didn't feel like my body was impacted too much. It was challenged. There was movement that I had to learn, had to become better at my cycling, had to become better at my running, had to learn how to swim in 5 weeks. That was my challenge, like had to learn how to swim in 5 weeks. And for me to achieve my triathlon, like I felt fucking amazing. I finished that triathlon. I was so fulfilled. I was like, you know what? I had a specific goal that I had to achieve and I completed it. And there was so much learning, there was so much growth. And I learned so much about myself in that process. There were so many mental blockages that I had to overcome in order to learn how to swim, because I didn't identify as a swimmer. And it wasn't that my body wasn't fit enough or I wasn't strong enough to swim. It was my mental, it was my identity that I had to fight with. And that's the same thing that goes with your character. If you want to improve your character, if you want to improve your happiness, if you want to stop looking at things and have it like adopt like a problem-solving kind of mentality, it's hard. It's hard. But when you identify how and what works in order for you to change, which you learn when you challenge yourself physically, which you learn when you challenge yourself to learn something, that's when the growth occurs. That's when you get the fulfillment. And it's also a fact in like in zone one, your white brain matter actually increases by up to 6% in zone one, not in zone two or zone three, right? So that's why when people ask me what my current goal is, I'm like, my only current goal right now is to increase the speed of my metabolism. I've done my triathlon. My current goal now is to increase the speed of my metabolism. And they go, well, what does that mean? Well, your metabolism controls how you look, how you feel, and how you function. Those are the three factors that drive my life: my feelings, my function, and how I look. That all adds up to who I am. And so for me, my biggest driver is to obviously increase in all three of those areas. And I want to challenge myself. So something that I'm doing at the moment, my newest challenge now, is learning how to adopt Ido Portal, so movement, which then is challenging. But what it gives me is gives me flow. It gives me connection to my body. It gives me a connection to how my body moves. And it gives me and enables me to connect with my feelings more. It enables me to connect with my body more and understand what's right, what's wrong, what needs to grow, what needs improvement, what I need to work on, what I need to rest. I get to understand myself more. And when I understand myself more, like that learning, I then flows on into my business, flows on into my relationship, flows on into my identity, and it flows on, it gives me so much happiness because I'm growing, I'm learning, and I'm challenging myself. And that's the secret. That's the key. It's not to become the best deadlifter in the world or the best bench presser or to, to be the number one in the Spartan race, or be number one in the Tough Mudder race, or to win the triathlon. None of that, if you're looking at your life from a holistic perspective, as in you're looking at your life and you want to have a more fulfilling life, because it's so easy. It's easy to become obsessed with something. It's easy to become obsessed with just eating junk food. It's easy to become obsessed with just watching Netflix. It's easy to just have bad habits. But what's hard and what's going to give you fulfillment and what's going to give you a life that you'll look back on in 5 years and go, I'm so fucking glad that I stepped up and that I tried to master, I tried to learn something new and I challenged myself and I owned who I am. Because what's that going to give you? It's going to give you confidence, movement, understanding your body. It's going to give you the ability to sleep well at night. Stress, worry, you know, getting angry at someone in the car. It's going to increase your love for your community. It's going to increase your love for like just humans. And that's what life is. Like we all in the same shit together. We all here. There's so much amazing stuff out here. Like guys, like I'm down here like in Sherwood in Brisbane. Like just check out this view. Like it's freaking beautiful. And check out this little jetty thing. So this is what I'm using to put my phone on. But that's like the secret is that you don't have to be great at one individual thing. That's not who you need to be as an identity. What's going to give you fulfillment and what's going to give you significance, what's going to give you connection with the people around you is who you are, is who you are when you show up and you see them, whether you're in a negative state or whether you're in a positive state. And what's going to give you the ability to be in a positive state is you doing shit that makes you happy. You being selfish enough to realize that you do need to give yourself time, that you do need to give yourself effort, that you do need to give yourself focus. And when you do that, that doesn't take a long time. It takes half an hour. Half an hour of 24 hours, take away 7 hours of sleep. That's still shitloads of time for work, shitloads of time for your friends, shitloads of time for your family. If you're not taking that time, you're being selfish. Because when you show up to work, when you show up to your friends, you're not the best version of yourself. And what I mean by that is you haven't given yourself, you haven't done the basics like cleaning your teeth. So it's like showing up in front of someone with smelly breath and just breathing in their face versus going and cleaning your teeth, then breathing in their face. They're much more likely to appreciate you being there if you've got clean breath versus if you've got stinky breath. I know that personally because I have at times avoided cleaning my teeth and I've got stinky breath. So guys, that's my takeaway. I've got to run, jump into another call, but I just wanted to share that with you. That was something that's going through my mind this morning. And I was like, why is it that I feel like I have to be good at something? That I have to be the best weightlifter? That I have to be the best, like the triathlete? Why do I have to continually challenge myself in that area when what's important to me is being great in all areas? Like I want to be great in my relationship. I want to be the best fucking partner in the world. Because then that makes my partner the most happiest fucking partner in the world. Who doesn't want that? It's life so much easier when your partner's happy. And I prioritize her feelings over everything. Everything. Well, I do my feelings first. So that way I can prioritize. Because if I don't look after myself, I can't show up for her. I can't show up and prioritize her feelings because I need shit. And if I don't learn the necessary tools to give that to myself, well then it's just a matter of me looking for them, being open to those tools coming, looking for those tools, trying different things until I can experience that. So guys, that's it for today. Thanks for tuning in. If you've got any comments, if this resonates, guys, please share. Please share with someone who doesn't want to be a professional, but doesn't want to be a perfectionist, doesn't want to be a professional at something, but just wants to improve their metabolism, wants to improve how they function, wants to improve how they look, and wants to improve how they feel so they can have a greater experience of life, right? And the benefits of it, like they're endless. They're endless and your experiences are also endless. You get to experience everything without any guilt and going, oh, you know, I'm a master of none. What's that saying? Some saying about being a master of none. Jack of all trades. It's okay. It's okay with your body to be a jack of all trades and a master of none. I'm giving you permission to do that. Go out there, try everything. Find out what you love. Go out and then try different things. There's so much opportunity out there. There's so many different movements, ideas. And you know what? At the same time, trying these different things, you might find a friend. You might find your best friend, someone who resonates with you, someone who is going to give you so much more fulfillment than what you already experienced, someone who you can share life with. Yeah? So go out there, give it a try, give it a shot, and please take action. Because it's great to learn this information. Whatever this kind of like, whatever ideas this triggers in you, because what I'm doing, my action from this, is I'm going YouTubing and I'm going to set up like an Ido Portal kind of like workout movement that I've got to do every single morning. It's only going to take me 15 minutes, but I'm going to set that up and that's what I'm going to practice for the next month. So 30 days, I'm practicing Ido Portal. And I'm going to see how I feel at the end of that. how my body responds, the kind of like breakthroughs I'm going to go through while I'm challenging myself in those areas. And that's going to be the key. That's what's going to be like. And then I'll get back with you with how I feel at the end of that. So guys, hopefully this has been motivating. Hopefully this has been inspiring. Please take action. Love you all. Peace.